In this bulletin, New South Wales has reported almost 1,600 new locally acquired cases of COVID-19. US remembers the victims of 9/11. And in sport world, number one Novak Djokovic heads to the final of the US Open. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. New South Wales has reported 1,599 new locally acquired cases of COVID-19 and at least 8 deaths. The deaths included 3 men in their 30s, 40s and 50s, 2 people in their 70s and 2 in their 80s. All were unvaccinated and had underlying health conditions. Most of the state is locked down, with cases expected to peak in the next week, putting significant strain on hospitals and ambulances. But Health Minister Brad Hazzard says vaccination efforts in the state have now exceeded 8 million vaccine doses.
Yesterday, New South Wales Health, GPs and pharmacists vaccinated 114,536 jabs. So I just want to thank everybody who came forward to facilitate that. And actually, the other good news is that of those numbers, 26,264 were actually in regional areas.
Meanwhile, stay-at-home restrictions have lifted for much of the state's northeast and southeast, including the regional centres of Coffs Harbour, Wagga Wagga and Albury. And Victoria's young and unvaccinated remain the most vulnerable, as the state reported 450 new cases of COVID. More than 42,760 tests were taken during the reporting period in the 24 hours up to midnight, as Melbourne remains in lockdown. Of the 450 infections, the highest number of daily cases in Victoria's latest outbreak, 75 have been linked to known cases and an outbreak. Victoria's acting chief health officer, Dr. Ben Cowie, has told SBS Turkish that Melbourne's north and west, home to a large number of migrants, have become cause for concern for the state's health department, which is addressing vaccine hesitancy and misinformation in these areas.
I'm not blaming them. Access obviously has been an issue for some, and for others, hesitancy. But honestly, this is the way our community can protect some of the more vulnerable members of our society, and that is just to get as many people as possible vaccinated. It will protect our health system. It will get us back to those sort of freedoms that we all seek and all want to get back to.
Labor Senator Christina Keneally's bid to move to the lower house, usurping a local candidate by running in a safe multicultural seat, has been criticised by a colleague. Senator Keneally, a former New South Wales Premier, is aiming to replace retiring MP Chris Hayes in Fowler at the next federal election, moving from her current home on Sydney's northern beaches to Fowler in the city's west. However, Mr. Hayes has publicly backed local lawyer Tu Lee to replace him in representing the multicultural electorate, which Labor holds with a 14% margin. Labor MP Dr. Anne Ali, the first Muslim woman elected to the Australian Parliament, has told the ABC the move to parachute Senator Keneally into the seat is a failure for Labor on diversity. Overseas, and US President Joe Biden on Friday paid tribute to the 2,977 lives lost during the September 11 attacks. 4 planes were hijacked on September the 11th, 2001, with the attacks coordinated by Al-Qaeda, which the UN Security Council lists as a terrorist organisation, along with many other countries, including Australia. Along with the 2 planes that hit the World Trade Center, 1 plane flew into the Pentagon and another crashed into a field in Pennsylvania when passengers overpowered the hijackers. Just a day before the president visits 3 sites marking the anniversary, he delivered an impassioned appeal for the nation to set aside its differences and reclaim the spirit of cooperation that sprung up in the days following the attacks.
Yet we also witness the darker forces of human nature: fear and anger, resentment and violence against Muslim Americans, true and faithful followers of a peaceful religion. We saw national unity bend. We learned that unity is the one thing that must never break. Unity is what makes us who we are. America at its best.
In other news, the Australian Childhood Foundation has released world-first research that shows community attitudes towards child abuse have remained unchanged for the past 20 years, leaving thousands of children across Australia vulnerable as a result. ACF's report, still unseen and ignored, says almost 500,000 reports of child abuse and neglect were made across the country in 2019 to 2020, and in 2021, child abuse rates lower on the list of public concerns than public transport and road issues. The foundation is urging adults to believe a child if they confide about abuse and take action to keep them safe, including reporting any suspicions to authorities. To sport, and world number one Novak Djokovic has kept his bid for a calendar Grand Slam alive on Friday, overcoming German Alexander Zverev in the US Open semi-final. Djokovic moved within one win of reaching a men's record 21 Grand Slam titles and avenged his loss to Zverev at the Tokyo Olympics in front of a roaring crowd, with Rod Laver sitting in the front row 52 years after he achieved the feat, the last man to do so. Djokovic says he will put his all into his next match. See what the weather's doing for you tomorrow. Mostly sunny, 19 in Perth, 14 in Adelaide, a few showers, a couple of showers about in Melbourne as well, 15, 13 for Hobart, showers increasing, 17 for Canberra, a possible shower as well. Fine weather for Wollongong, 27, 29 degrees in Sydney, also sunny. Sunny as well in Newcastle, 31. Fine weather for Brisbane, 29 for you. A shower or two in Cairns, also 29. And much the same in Darwin, 33 degrees. Peggy Giacomelos with the latest from the SBS Newsroom.